It's time for Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by every Thursday to talk movies, the movie business, and opportunities for you.
That's right. You know, WEMU and Michigan Theater supporters, donors, and good friends have some special opportunities. Now, you've been hearing about the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra event coming up on March the 4th with Wynton Marsalis and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra.
Right. Not only a concert, but an opportunity to meet and greet with him.
Absolutely. And that's for, you know, very special kind of donors.
$300 pledge to WEMU, and that'll get her done. And you can find all that information at WEMU.org.
And then this weekend, on Saturday, you can just go to the North Side Grill and have breakfast and be a donor.
That's
to
right.
WEMU.
For the Love of WEMU, an annual event we hold with our good friends at the North Side Grill. And get a morning edition breakfast sandwich, have yourself a great meal. All the tips that you contribute for your meal at North Side Grill between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. going to be donated to programming at WEMU.
And the Michigan Theater is following right in on that. We have donors that support us. And on Tuesday, we had a really cool event. We previewed a film that's actually opening on March the 3rd called The United Kingdom, and it was only available to some of our select donors. But this film had a great buzz coming off of the special screening, so put it on your calendar, United Kingdom. It's about a Botswana king who's being educated and has for many, many years in England, and he meets a white London office worker, and the chemistry just sparks between them. And then it sets off a whole national, international controversy that's very interesting. This was set in 1947, so it was right after World War II. But United Kingdom was great to see all of these friends and donors that were at this event and just know that they were having a really good time at this very good film, United Kingdom.
And so for all that we talk about, and that all the, you know, whether it be movies or what we're doing on the radio, creating that sense of community and having this experience together and sharing in that is really what it's all about.
Absolutely. And then this Valentine's Day, next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, Michigan Theater members, now anyone can come to this, but Michigan Theater donors can come to this event that's our Valentine tradition. We're doing Bringing Up Baby. And if you're not a member, if you're not a donor, come on down. We'll let you into the movie. That'll be part, but that will be fun. And it's a great film. Bringing Up Baby stars Katherine Hepburn and Cary Grant. And Cary Grant plays a paleontologist, and a huge Brontosaurus fossil is involved in this that is erect and then it falls down. But it's Baby is not a baby, it's a cheetah.
There you go.
But anyway, it's a screwball comedy that's a lot of fun, romance between
He's particularly Cary Grant. Adept at that.
Yeah, and Katherine Hepburn, it's great. And you know, it's a Michigan Theater donor event. If you come on down and you're a donor, you get in free. If you're not a donor, it's kind of like the Northside Grill event this weekend for WEMU. You can get in there. You don't have to be a member or a donor. You can still have breakfast. WEMU can still benefit. And that's true with this Valentine's event. So put that on your calendar. Now,
hey, you are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting with Russ Collins, Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. And we are about to tell you about the options you have this coming weekend.
Absolutely. Elle, which stars Isabelle Huppert, a famous, famous French actress, is nominated for an Academy Award for her role in the film Elle. Now, she plays a very tough video game company executive. She's ruthless in her love life. She's ruthless in business. And unfortunately, she is attacked in her home. And as tough as she is, this affects her life forever. But being tough, she deals with it in a way that is pretty unique. And that, I think, is the unique part of this film. Now, the critical consensus on this is extremely, extremely strong. Her performance, obviously, nominated for Academy Award. It also won the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film. But Elle finds director Paul Verhoeven operating in his peak powers and benefiting from a really great great performance by Isabel Huppert. And so Elle is definitely worth checking out. It opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater as part of the Academy Award buzz, so go check
Speaking
it out.
Speaking of which, Academy Awards, there's a special opportunity coming to town that you just don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and this is a big event. So the short films, now there are three sets of five short films that you can see. And again, this opens this weekend at the Michigan Theater and will play essentially through the Academy Awards on an occasional basis. So we just need to tell you to go to the Michigan Theater website and find out when each of the programs are playing. But know that there are three separate programs. There's animated films. There's
live
fiction films or narrative films and documentary films. Now, the animated film program is the shortest because animated films tend to be the shortest.
Right.
And you usually get a couple of extra films that aren't really Academy Award nominees, but they're just great animated films. And all of these films are wonderful. A.O. Scott, who's one of the really good critics out there. He's in the New York Times, wrote a piece that ran on Tuesday, and he raved about all three programs. The animated shorts, he picked out the Pixar film Piper. Pearl is another one about a rock and roll daughter and father. And Borrowed Time is a Western lawman. Now, those are, those are kind of typical animations. Some of them are handmade. Some of them are computer animated. So there's a lot of range there. And they range all the way from these child-friendly kind of films that we just talked about, stuff that's a little more difficult. In fact, one of them has dark adult themes, and that's called Pear Cider and Cigarettes, and it's the longest, and A.O. Scott thinks it's the richest and saddest of the films. The other film is Blind Vasha, and that's an Eastern European film, and that's got a voice-driven narrative.
But through all of them, the link is excellent storytelling.
Excellent storytelling, excellent creative imagination in terms of the animation techniques. Definitely worth checking out. Now, the short films, now these are fiction films. They're not documentaries, but they're live action. And there's two that deal with the European predicament of migrants and refugees. One's called Internal Enemies, and one's called Silent Night. Internal Enemies is from France. Silent Nights is from Denmark. And then there's three other films that deal with political or topical kind of things. Femme et la TVG, a woman on the TVG, which is the bullet train in France. Time Code, which is a Spanish film. And Sing, which was A.O. Scott's favorite of the bunch, and he hopes that wins the Academy Award for Best Short Fiction Film. And then the nominations for documentaries are really tough. One of them's called Joe's Violin, and it's about this Holocaust survivor who donates his violin to an inner-city school kid. The rest of them are really tough, about Syrian war and European refugees and that kind of stuff, but really insightful. Again, he says that he hasn't seen anything like them that are that tight.
So again, four times to see all of these films, go to mishtheater.org, and you will find exactly when you can access them.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what else is opening this weekend?
Well, we got the midnight film, The Room, which is just a terrible, terrible movie, but it's a huge midnight film deal. The family film this week is Chicken Run, which plays on Sunday at 1:30, and everyone under 12 gets in free. The Kuro Dark Edge of Cinema series continues with Pigs and Battleships. This is Japanese noir films. And then opening at the Multiplex, there's a couple of very well-reviewed movies. John Wick Chapter 2, which stars Keanu Reeves. It's a sequel to John Wick. He plays an international assassin that's all.
Yeah, I must have missed the first one.
Yeah, and
it will serve as a standalone too.
And then the Lego Movie, it's the Lego Batman movie. Again, very good reviews.
That's hilarious.
It's funny. It's funny for adults. Kids like it. And then 50 Shades Darker has not gotten very good reviews.
Well, neither did 50 Shades of Grey. That's a precursor.
That's true. But John Wick and the Lego Movie, the Batman Lego Movie, great reviews. So there's a lot of good stuff to see.
A lot
this
of good stuff. But this is one of the venues in which you'll be able to see those Oscar shorts, whether it be animation, live fiction, or documentary. Check it out. Go to mishtheater.org or access it through our website at WEMU.org. Again, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 40 years of jazz.
Ta-ta from Oscar Central at WEMU.